Recording in progress.
Saw that.
Oh, I saw mommy kissing
Santa.
Luna, guilty as charged.
Tell Luna Catania's getting fireworks courtesy of Mama Etna.
Ah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Huh. I got a different view here.
Did you have a hard time? Did I have a hard time getting on? I was going on everywhere. I think I tried the wrong thing.
You're going to have that from time to time.
Yeah.
I thought it was me, though. I wasn't sure if I was on the right day, but it's the same link, isn't it?
It is the same link. It could be slowing down a little bit. That's a possibility. Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes you ricochet off somebody else's and you end up.
I can tell you yesterday and the day before, internet has been very slow for us up here in Canada. Like very slow, like painful.
Yeah, all the ATMs were out yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like
Nova Scotia, they were all out, all over. No ATMs.
Yeah, crazy.
It's kind of crazy.
But we expect these things, though, right?
And we hope for these things.
Well, that too, yes, absolutely. That's good for us.
We look forward to destruction.
Well, oh, yeah.
Well, we know that as you you have to take down the old building before you can put up a new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's happening right now. Thank you, universe. All right, just give me about a minute here, guys.
I will give you two.
That's your watch.
I feel blessed.
For today. Only today.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'll take it. That's all I got. I'll take it.
So who's heard from Steve?
I have not.
Did he like fall off the edge of the earth or something? Or
no, he has to work right now. He's working at Home Depot, and whenever if he gets a day off, then he can come. But if he doesn't get a day off, he can't come.
That sucks.
It does. I have to work for a living. I don't know.
Things are bad, huh? Jeez.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, they say it should happen, right? And while we know that when things like this happen, it's for a reason, because it's the universe making sure that we are ready, or at least getting ready.
Like Danny.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to send something new out. Oh, I'm talking. Can you guys? I thought I was talking on mute. So anyways, I'm going to try something new today.
Great.
I'm going to try to send a coupon as one of my bills. I'm going to send it certified, and I'm going to see how it goes. I'm going to do one plus my 5 sandwiches. But until I get my LexisNexis, I'm really having a hard time because I didn't have that many bills.
I'm not going to do anything till I get mine. I'm going to wait and see. Aiko sent out a whole bunch of them, didn't she? Like a dozen of them?
I sent out 6 one week, 5 the next. But I think I only have like 3 more, because the one that I sent was my mortgage company and I refinanced, but I shouldn't send it for each refinance. I should send it to the one company, I believe. And they will
do
an audit of everything. Right. So I only have 3 to go there. And now I'm going to try this coupon thing.
I got an account. on Treasury Direct, and the reason I think I there was a problem with my getting the account was that my bank had to fill out an account authorization, the fiscal service form. So I downloaded that and printed it out and brought it in this morning, and they filled it right out for me. So I think I'm going to have to send that into U.S. Treasury. The idea being, guys, that if you have an account with Treasury Direct, like you would want to have if you were going to buy bonds, savings bonds, double E series bonds, I series bonds, whatever, if you have a Treasury Direct account, you can do that very easily. You also, if you have a Treasury Direct account and you send in one of these forms, these sandwich forms, to try to get the IRS to audit whoever has been taking money out of your bond account, your trust, it goes faster, they say.
Right. And some of them are saying that depending on who you do your banking with, you might have to produce a medallion. I'm not sure what the medallion is, but it kind of seems like, Larry, they had to do some kind of proving. So
it's an authorization it's an authorization from your bank saying you have permission to get an account with the U.S. Treasury.
Okay.
Who knew?
Yeah. So. Exactly.
Hey, Larry, Danny, it's Hazel. So when we submit, because we already submitted our first batch last week, and I didn't know about the Treasury account until like a couple days ago or yesterday. So are you saying that we, in order for us to receive anything, it has to go through the Treasury account, not our bank?
I would say no. I would say all that's going on, if you get a Treasury account, it's they're going to realize you have a Treasury account, and they're going to see.
Might go a little faster.
Okay, so we didn't know.
But, whatever has been done, right, whatever has been done, don't worry about it.
Okay.
And you're still going to put that routing number and your bank account number like you normally did. And so if we're a Treasury Direct, it would be attached to that too.
Got it. So it's best to actually on the next batch that we're sending out, it's best to put the Treasury account.
No, you're still going to put your checking account. It's when you open the Treasury Direct, they're also going to point it to that same account. Okay.
What happens if you already have an existing Treasury account?
Should be fine. All that you really want that Treasury account for in the beginning is so that you can buy savings bonds, basically, and other kinds of securities that the Treasury offers. It really doesn't have anything to do, per se, with a sandwich.
All right. So we just put our regular routing bank account.
Sure. And welcome everybody to the new WBG sandwich forum.
Oh,
just kidding. We kind of took over your chat here. Sorry, Gio. It's okay.
No, but you and Danny did a great job.
Hey, we had some good information there. That's all that matters.
Again, it can be used in any country. And the forms that we're using for the W-4 sandwich might be called something different in another country. So take the concept, find the forms, and do it in whatever country you are in.
I'm going to send it to Tokyo.
Exactly.
She's going to get it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's... Do we have any new information at all from anyone? Anybody hearing anything through the grapevine? Do we have a grapevine?
I do. Does anybody have an Alexa?
I do.
Ask Alexa, ask Alexa right now, when is Venezuela going to do their reevaluation?
Okay, hang on. I keep her outside because she's a nosy little witch. Okay, what? Ask her when Venezuela what?
Is going to have their currency reevaluation.
Alexa, when is Venezuela going to have their currency reevaluation?
Here's something I found on the web. According to CNBC.com, a major currency overhaul in Venezuela is due to come into effect Monday, with critics of the move fearful it will exacerbate high inflation.
George?
What's that?
What did I say to you? What's going to crash on Monday? Didn't I not say that?
I believe you did.
Talking.
Yeah. I did.
Is that Luna?
That's Luna.
Hi, Luna.
Hi, guys.
Change your iPad name so we know who you are.
He's incognito today.
Oh, okay. I forgot to do that, didn't I?
The Twitter is also supposed to crash Monday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's correcto, Mondo.
Good. Well, but, I thought that was really good because if Alexa knows, I would be, Susie, I would be outside asking Alexa a crap load of questions today.
Oh, last weekend, my nephew and I, we were just blasting her with questions, but I didn't come up with anything really good like that one. I'll be doing that today, though.
Make sure you share. DM me if you come across anything good.
Yeah, record it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
gotta happen one of these days.
Yeah,
I've heard that on Mark Z, by the way. And it stuck. And I immediately texted Kat and I said, ask your Alexa. And she did. And I said, what did she say? And she said, Monday. I said, good. So then I knew that I could ask again somebody else because I knew it worked once. Probably it's going to work.
Well, you know what? That tells us all, right?
Yeah, we better get prepared.
Get your shit together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get all your printouts done. Make sure everything's all in order. All your ducks are all counted in order. All your currencies and bonds all counted, right? Get them all ready. Get your projects all in order. Make sure you've gone over the process, all that kind of stuff. So if anybody has any last minute questions, you better start asking them.
Is okay if I wear dress shorts?
I would recommend it.
You can wear whatever you want.
Shorts. Come on, Larry shorts.
Because what's going to happen is when you walk in the door with shorts, everyone's going to say, Larry's here. They'll know exactly who you are.
I think you can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I'm thinking, light blue short sleeve shirt, pair of khakis. I'm good. No tie.
Sounds good. Well, you're in Florida. I think they'll forgive you.
That's right.
Exactly. They'll think you just came off the golf course.
Well, you can always leave your shorts on, but make sure you get yourself a jacket on. That'll look pretty cool.
Yeah. They'll think you're in Bermuda.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
That's how they dress in Bermuda.
Well, you could wear a blazer on the top and shorts on the bottom and say, I wasn't prepared to stand up. Yeah. I am sitting down.
I thought this was a Zoom meeting.
No, it's hot out, honey. I can get you back another way, but I don't think it'll be that.
Sandy, or?
Yeah.
This is Kathy. I can't let you see me because I just come in from outside.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm sweating.
I wish we had that problem in Canada. I'm freezing out here.
Are you really?
Yep.
Well, it's only
I am in the shade.
Freezing.
I am in the shade, freezing? But it's windy. The temperature today is, hang on, let me get my temperature gauge here.
On the window.
No, not that. I have an iPhone, remember?
Well, that one that doesn't work. Aaron.
It's 80 degrees here.
It is.
We just had a race.
21, 21 is 42, 72.
Oh my gosh, how nice.
It's a beautiful weather.
Oh, it is. No, it's freezing in the shade. It's don't great. Want it freezing in the shade.
It's 77, right?
It's 116 here.
Oh my God, that last week.
Yeah, you guys could share a little bit of that heat, you know. We would
oh my
mind.
Gosh, you can't do we'll anything trade. Outside. It's miserable.
Have you I ever know. Heard of sharing yeah. down there?
What's that?
Yeah,
have
no.
Have you ever heard of sharing some of that warm weather?
Oh, I'd love to.
Guys, the border's open. For you guys. On down.
I'd like to give it all to you.
Mm.
Trade you for that 70.
Yeah, it's nice here, but the humidity's so bad because we had a bunch of storms last night.
Yeah, we have high humidity right now, too.
Where are you, Kathy, again?
Illinois. Central Illinois.
Oh, right. Illinois. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Susie, where are you? Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's humid. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. We're in what they call the monsoon season, but we're not seeing much rain. We got a little bit last week, but the humidity's up like it's going to rain every single day.
Wow.
You're good. Where are you? Where exactly are you at, Susie?
Right in the valley. I'm about 40 miles east of Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're down low in the valley, so it's really hot here.
I'm Scottsdale right now, 104.
Oh, you're 104 over there? Yeah, ooh, yesterday it was 116. I don't know what it's going to be today.
Yeah, I think and it's only 11 o'clock after 11.
I know, right? That's miserable.
We had 111 heat index last week.
I have to hose down the AstroTurf.
Oh, it was bad.
They said July and August are going to be turned on heat.
All right.
Now, Kathy, you said you're in Illinois. What's the temperature there?
We're probably mid to upper 70s right now.
Okay. Okay. We're about 80 in Ohio.
Yeah, we just had a lot of rain last night.
Nice.
And it's nice. The grass is growing. Darn it. It's got to be mowed. We live on a knob on a hill, so the wind never stops.
That's nice. Good.
The breeze is nice, but you can't really, you know, pull weeds and throw the grass and it comes right back.
Keeps the no-see-ums down, though.
Yeah. And we live in the country, so every time you come in the house, you got to make sure you don't have ticks on you. And seems like you find a them every day this year.
Yeah.
Now there's another disease that I heard was a patented experiment runaway, Lyme disease.
I thought I read all of them were.
Yep.
I heard there was a cure for that now.
Who wants to take it? They asked me if I wanted a flu shot. I said, oh, no. Nope.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Seriously, Larry, it was patented. My husband has had Lyme disease like 3 times. So annoying.
I have an uncle that died from it. Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you always had it once you got it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was a full course of antibiotics or something like rabies, or I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was.
There is a cure, though.
How to make natural flea and tick remedy with apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Really?
How often do you have to drink that?
Just spray it on you?
No, you drink it. No,
it is. You know what? I'm going to scan it.
Yeah, you can spray it on you too.
And then you can spray it on you, right?
Yeah.
Spray your pets with the solution after baths. Will help repel fleas and ticks.
How much
is gentle enough to use at a, as a regular after each bath?
So yeah, they give you a recipe for that with amounts and so on. How much
looking,
do you need to make
I'm
up?
Looking.
For? I use looking. Half apple cider vinegar and half distilled water, and I do spray it on Lulu whenever she goes out and when she comes in.
1 cup of apple cider vinegar to 1 quart of warm water, and 1 ounce of soap.
So that would be like a gallon of vinegar, 4 gallons of water, and a pound of soap for Molson. Your horse.
This is for my dog. Oh, I have fly spray for my horses.
You're not going to spray your horses.
I got that book. The Lost Book of Herbal Remedies.
2-3 drops of lavender or cedar oil added to the. I'm telling you.
Is that what you're reading from?
Yes, I figured if I'm getting. How to make natural flea and tick remedies with apple cider vinegar.
And well, that stuff is good for everything.
Right.
Yeah, there's also the metaphysical anatomy one there, book as well. That canary that does the reverse diagnosis for the emotional care as well.
Especially if you keep attracting it, right?
Yeah. Let's. Do we have any questions at all from anyone about any of the processes?
Just a comment.
Or comments, whatever. If you have a question. James, do you have a question or
no?
Kathy,
I don't.
Or, Del, do you have a question or Mary? Anyone? Everyone's good on the process.
I saw just a little tidbit that when Trump appeared in Vegas yesterday, it was only the second time they had seen him in a black suit. And the emblem in front of his podium was from the 1776 presidential emblem.
All right.
Nice.
The other time he wore the black suit was when he went to Bush's funeral.
I was just going to say it means a funeral.
Yeah, it was the other time he wore it.
Oh. Yeah, well, that was the Georgia Guidestones, maybe. Yeah. And Soros, right? So
maybe it's a funeral for all of them. Who knows?
Or the queen.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be
or the queen.
The Japanese.
Has he resurfaced with the clone yet? Because they weren't sure if he was dead. Because the girl was from Crisis Actor, right? She's a Crisis Actor. The one that was tending to his wound.
Hmm.
His supposed wound. Did you see her?
I seen the picture. I didn't really. Well,
she's a crisis actor.
I didn't see a wound.
They said that if the rifle that was used to shoot him twice in the chest, it would have been completely wide open.
Yes,
like
there was no blood.
So it was not. It was a false flag. But what it signifies. This is according to Benjamin Fulford. What it does signify is that. You know, the cabal is dead, basically, right?
Yep.
I
hope so.
So they've been taken down. They've been taken down in that country.
My contact in Tokyo said that he was taken out 2 years ago and that it was a clone already.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah. So it's catching up now to the 3D world, right?
Wow.
Because that's how we know that all of this is happening right now. We are at the end of the movie, so they have to tie up all these loose ends.
Makes sense,
right? In regards to the 3D people, sleeping public, right? So, because otherwise, it'll come as a shock when they find out that you know all of the leaders of the different countries are all gone at the same time, right?
Yeah, so,
that's why they have to do it the way they've done it. And the other tidbit of information I got, and this is from apparently General McInerney's niece, Kim, There's 1 billion traffic children that have been recovered. She didn't say worldwide, but that to me sounds like that's worldwide. And as of Friday night,
one billion.
Yeah.
Oh, and, my.
Yeah. And that was Friday night. I believe the date was on the video was Friday night. She said that they still, and then it was yesterday's or today's date that they were still recovering children, but she didn't say where. And of course she can't, likely.
That,
well, yeah. We're supposed to have 8 billion people on this planet.
But those are alive. Those kids are alive.
Yeah, and there's
she's talking alive.
Wow.
That's awesome.
1 billion children, babies. She said babies recovered. So heaven knows what kind of, you know, what they found in the underground in those labs. And that's what I'm thinking. It's from those labs that they've recovered them alive because they kept them alive to do whatever, right? Organ harvesting
on the underground, which are not even in the system, that are never,
they're not documented citizens.
Documented.
Yeah.
Aren't some of them born there too?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what we mean. They're born underground. Yeah. They live and die underground.
Oh, I didn't know that. That is sad.
Yep.
Yeah, they pulled a few months ago. They pulled out a lady, an old lady who had never seen the light of day before.
62 years old or something.
Yeah, and all she was a birth.
And that was in the White House. Yeah. That was under the White House that got her out. Yeah.
That's all she did.
Yeah, 62 years.
To give birth to children that she never saw.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine that anybody can think that evil. It goes beyond even thinking.
It's because you have a soul. They don't.
I never heard of any of this till I got involved with in the beginning when Trump got the election stolen from him. And then I just followed it. And I was like, this stuff just blew me away. And the lies.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Lord.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's going to be finding out now. The extent of those lies.
Oh, I don't think any of it's true. Yeah.
Did you hear that Trump is, not Trump, Butthead that's in charge, supposedly, or thinks he is, he's sending money or sending children to North Carolina to all the children that they're collecting that don't have association with anything from the border to North Carolina to a school, and they're giving them like millions of dollars. They're giving it's totally corrupt. $177 million the first year. They have a contract for the next 4 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's in a place in North Carolina, hideaway. It's a operation house for immigrant children. And it is totally sickening. It's I can post it on.
Well, without corroboration on a lot of these stories, Mary, we don't know if any of it's true at all.
Yeah, it could be that to get people angry. To get them angry.
This is
where are they getting the money?
This one thinks military person.
Yeah, we have to remember that that we've already won, and most of this stuff has already happened. So what you're probably seeing now is just probably part of the show, the drama show, to help wake up the sleeping public.
Yeah.
I mean, it's appalling to us, but at the same time, to the people who are sleeping, they have to, they're still waking up, right? We have a question here. How long are everyone's presentations without the Zoom currency portion? If you don't have currency or Zim or currency, I don't know if you're going to have a presentation. So I think
what was the question exactly?
The question was the question? How long are everyone's presentations without Zim or currency portion? So if you're just going to be going in, so if I'm understanding the question, if you're going to be going in for your appointment. And you have, let's say, currency, but you don't have a project, the whole process should probably about be about 15, 20 minutes for the exchange or redemption.
Is that meant to mean that there's two parts to the presentation? One is about the currency and the ZIM. And
yeah, that's what she's talking about.
They're asking about how long should the projects part be?
How long should the project?
Yeah, the actual presentation should be about 5 minutes.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
And I don't even believe that we're going to be asked that in that meeting. I believe that will be with our wealth manager.
Probably, yeah.
Personally.
But just be prepared for it either way.
Yeah. They're your projects. You can talk about them.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Another question here. So the Prime Minister of Japan, not really dead?
No, he is really dead. he is really dead. 2 years dead.
But it wasn't this time it wasn't him.
Yeah.
This time it wasn't him. It was a clone.
Yeah. The only thing is I'm not clear on.
And that's why there were no ambulances rushing to the scene. Did you hear any ambulances? No. Right.
Yeah. I don't
know. But they took the time and the trouble to take that shot with the lady, right. Tending to his wound. Right. But did anybody seem like they were like freaked out or, you know, the way you would think? No. Because it was a false flag.
Yeah. So the question is, I have is the one that the Prime Minister that got taken out 2 years ago, was he a bad one or a good one? I don't know if he was like a white hat or.
He was bad.
He said he was bad. All
right. He was bad.
Okay.
So he said he was bad. Out. That's why they took him out.
Okay. So that was he got taken out. Okay. That answers my question. And then we have another Danny, you put up a PDF, but I don't know what it is. What does it say?
Probably the cure.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
About the fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right, for sure. Okay. Cool. Got it.
She's getting good with those happy faces on the side. Now she's got one that's winking. Good one, Danny.
You could also use the diatomaceous earth, which is
what?
Diatomaceous earth for fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like little razor blades. Yeah.
Del, did we answer that question okay for you? That last one about the currency and projects?
I had to check on my husband.
How is he, Kathy?
Oh, he's all right. He's out in the garage and he gets these spells.
Okay.
Shakes. We was at Menards yesterday and he can't walk. He has to use a wheelchair, a scooter. One of theirs. Oh, gosh. I was ready to rip every hair out of my head before we got out. And then this huge rainstorm came, like 4 inches dropped in like a half hour.
Wow.
Everybody in the store waiting to leave. But he goes out there and he falls. So I just went and checked on him.
That's not good.
No. But you can't tell him nothing.
I know.
Well, I said if you fall, I'm just down 911.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to find out for yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't get him up.
No, of course not.
Okay. Do we have any other questions at all? Or we're just going to make an open forum for anyone to talk?
What about people who don't have bonds or anything that I just... trying to understand how this all works. I know about you guys, you buy these things and take them and you get monies back for them. Now, what about all the people that don't have any of that?
Well, they aren't going to be going.
Yeah, they won't go to the actual exchange, but what will happen is there's a lot of benefactors and whales within our group. We don't have a lot of projects. We still want to help out. So those people will fund those people who don't have currency or bonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we have special funds for that, right?
Yeah. Precisely. Okay. Yeah, I don't think that.
Don't worry, Kathy.
I was going to say, I don't think any of the other groups, I don't know if any of the other groups that are offering that service to people who do not have current year bonds.
No.
Okay.
They don't.
I've been keeping an eye out. There's somebody shared a website today. I saved it, and it's about different people's work, and you follow it. Mm-hmm. And there was a carpenter guy in there, and he didn't charge anything to, you know, they want you to donate. He didn't charge anything. My God, his wood shop, everything in it was made out of wood.
Yeah.
His bandsaw, everything.
Mm.
Never seen anything like it. He's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
I followed him because he's crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Good word.
Yeah, it's fun to watch those people do their stuff.
Well, it's easy. He makes it look like anybody can do it.
Simple. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's how you know how good they are, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he doesn't charge anything, so.
Yeah, actually, I want to mention one other thing before I forget. I think a week or two ago, I posted three business cards, generic business cards.
I've seen those.
Yeah. Now, for those are for you guys to use. They will look, some of them, well, here's a couple. I'll give you a look of mine. So there's one of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's another one.
So it's a template for you to take into a print shop and have it done.
So the idea is on...
With your information.
Yeah, so the lower right-hand corner, that's where you would put your information right in there, okay, on the right-hand corner.
Okay.
So the idea of these cards, the template, so if you when you download the template for these cards, if you have the Illustrator program, you can edit them yourself. If you do not have... Illustrator program, then you take it to the local printer and they'll put your contact information in the lower right hand corner on your behalf. Now they may give you they may charge you maybe $10 or something extra for that service. I don't know. Some of them will probably just do it for you for free, hopefully anyways, because it should only take about a couple minutes to put in anyways. It's just a quick type, right? So take that template to your printer. Just also at the same time, give them all your contact information to go in that lower right-hand corner. And then you get your business cards. Now, the idea of these business cards is once you get them all printed out, the idea is that when you're walking around in a store or on a light or wherever you are, you see someone on the street, or someone that needs a job at some point in the future, give them a card. So the idea now is that after we have the RV, you'll have all these people calling you for a job, and you're going to have some ready-made people to fill in a few positions for you right away.
Oh, okay.
But this, Kathy, is for people who have Zim or currencies, right? So that they want to bless these people,
is that
right?
True? Yeah. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So if you don't have it, we're going to provide people for you to do your projects.
Oh, what if I don't know what my project is?
Well, when you do know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out. Yeah. Have you, Kathy, have you talked to Luna yet?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask myself all the time, mm-hmm. What would I do?
Yeah. Well,
I gave money to the homeless guy the other day.
Well, maybe that could be one of your projects then. Helping the homeless.
Doing a community
yeah, I thought about
project
that.
Yeah, and for the homeless there, right?
I thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I talked to my husband. Of course, my husband, he can't do anything. That's the other problem, see. I have to be here all the time with him.
Yep.
It just makes it hard.
Once the med beds are here, it'll be better.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And I got a friend that has a, she's been waiting 2 years for a liver. And she has a blood clot on the inside of her vein to her liver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shutting down her liver. And she was just real big woman. And now she's like a skeleton. I didn't know who she was when I saw her. And I told her later, I said, my God, almost cried when I seen you. And she says, oh, she said, I'm glad you didn't, because I would have cried too. She's got a personality. Pardon me?
Yeah. Did you see they, I went on that EE system site and they're adding a location to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And they're having 24 units.
Nice.
I went by it because it was 10 minutes away. It's just a shell. There's nothing there yet. So I imagine it might take another month before it's operational.
Now I have a question. Does one person go in at a time?
No.
It's a room full of people.
Yeah. So Karen ended up having about 15 people show up on her grand opening type of thing.
And I know that 15 people showed up, but did they all go in at the same time?
They all go in. You're just sitting like you're in a living room or something.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were like laying on a bed and
no, not
all that's what stuff I thought
was going around
not,
you.
Not for the EE system. She said the guy that came to install her system last week had mm-hmm. sat in a 24 unit and he couldn't even last 2 hours because it was so intense.
Intense what?
Intense
energy.
Probably the energy, a lot of stuff going on. And she said he was quite healthy and, you know, organic and, you know, not overweight or all those things. So,
yeah, but he was sensitive to the energies. Not everybody is going to be that sensitive, right?
Yeah. Usually if the people are empathic, they feel energy, they'll probably find it intense. But if you're not, if you can't feel energy or if you're not really that empathic, you're not going to feel the energy.
And it doesn't mean it's not working because you don't feel it. It's working, right?
Mm-hmm. You just
it'll still work. You're just not going to be, bothered by it kind of thing. So most people then would say, oh, it's not working, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. So again, it won't work if they have that attitude anyway. So you have to go in with the attitude that you are being healed.
Mm-hmm. So my system came, but I'm in Arizona, so haven't I had it dropped at Karen's while I was away. So so mine's a smaller system. But I also ordered some foot detox units. So mine will be much smaller scale, like probably 4 people at the most that I could help.
I mentioned to her, Erin, that there was a couple up in Vancouver, I think. Not Washington, but
Canada,
British Columbia. SOTA Instruments, SOTA.
Yeah.
You might look them up.
What is that?
They sell instruments similar, same ballpark, I'll say, as what you're investigating, what you're going through.
SOTA.
SOTA. Yeah.
SOTA.
They're very, very awake, very aware of what's going on in the world. And they've been doing that for quite a number of years now.
Where are they?
I think they're in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Oh, BC. Okay.
Oh, so they have a silver pulser, magnetic pulser, water ozonator, bio tuner, Lightworks pad, as well as soda kits. I wonder what soda kits are.
It's a combination of those things, I think.
Okay. Huh, I never seen one of these. Water ozonator. So the other thing is like any food or water also pick up the effects of the scalar waves.
Yeah.
So that would be good. And then Karen's still looking into the ozone therapy that includes the RHP. It's a long word and I couldn't tell you what it is, but there's some videos on it. There's this doctor in Malaysia. It's similar to like what dialysis is. And what they do is they take, you get hooked up to an IV, two arms, I would imagine. They drain the blood out and then it goes through a filtering process. And then they return it back into the IV via IV and back into your body. And it's supposed to, and he actually shows the video on it as it's coming out and as it coming out of the body and then after it's filtered. And the color of the blood is like vibrant red compared
to similar to a
that's ozone therapy.
Yeah.
That's ozone therapy.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's something else to it that makes it I don't know, similar. It's that therapy plus something else that they're doing.
Well, my wife gets the treatment. She's had the psoriatic problem with the bottoms of her feet, and the doctor here was taking some of her blood and centrifuging it with ozone, re-injecting it, mm-hmm. and treating her that way. I think it was like every several weeks. Plus, she also bagged her feet with ozone in plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's been going on in Europe for decades or longer. And
we're always behind in North America.
Always. Yeah, right.
Always.
For those very effective. Very effective. Works well.
Yeah. But we're always behind over here. And I've never been able to figure out why.
So I've been using the ozonator that Soda Instruments sells to ozonate the water. They just give you a bubbler and this little pump pumps, it creates the ozone, pumps it into the water and you let it bubble for 15 minutes. And she just soaks her feet in it. And it's as effective or more effective than bagging it with the ozone gas. So.
Interesting. Uh-huh. So that's one other modality that Karen wants to add, but we need a doctor to be able to order prescriptions for the supplies. The doctor from Malaysia had called her and said that, you know, if anybody wants training, he's willing to come over and show that. Of course, you know, we'd have to pay for the expenses. So
he's from Malaysia?
What?
Did you say he's from Asia?
Malaysia.
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 Yeah. I wouldn't mind having that that phone number to keep in our file so we can do that after.
Karen. Well, yeah, so if you DM Karen, because she sent you some stuff, you can get it directly from her because I don't have it.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
On Telegram, sorry.
Yep, I got that.
Is there anything else?
Morgane, you had a question, or I didn't know if Karen would be on today. You mean like... with the internet working? Is that the idea?
Right.
Ah, okay.
All the news down here is that Canada was out. No ATMs, no gas pumps, no nothing.
Well, I guess
I don't know about the gas pumps.
Some of it seems to be working because we're on a call.
I heard the gas pumps were working. It just you had to have cash. Because
right. Have cash,
the banks were down, you couldn't
Well, I've been telling my friends, don't be surprised if it happens here next.
Right.
Yeah.
Get some cash out, guys. On hand.
We had it happen here yesterday, 2 days ago.
Where is that?
In Florida.
Florida.
Oh.
Places.
Wow.
Turns out there was a car hit a big transformer on the ground and blew out a whole quadrant. False alarm.
Uh-huh. Hey, a slightly parallel note. We have a FEMA-trained fireman here, and he said we have 5G now in this teeny tiny little town. So I think it might be true. I don't know, but they don't look like the big towers. It's more like a relay thing with coils. So
like a Tesla coil.
What's that?
Does it look like a Tesla coil?
Well, they'll be.
I'll take a picture of one of them, George. Send it to you. I don't know. Right. I couldn't see it from where we were talking, but my phone's not set on 5G anyway. So
where do you live at?
A tiny, tiny little mountain town in the middle of nowhere in Southwest Colorado.
Oh,
yeah.
My favorite kind of towns.
There's one road that comes in that's 12 miles long, and you have to want to be here.
sounds like you're in God's country.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to go invisible again because I have a giant bowl of soup in front of me.
Nice seeing you, Morgan.
Yeah, always happy to be here.
I thought Trump fixed all these towers in the U.S. here all over.
Apparently, they were turned down so that they couldn't do any harm to the humans.
Ah, okay.
That's what I heard. Yeah. They didn't take them down. They just adjusted it.
Yeah, there's different.
And you know, I feel like difference.
Yeah, there's you have to good or bad. Remember, there's different frequencies of 5G.
I didn't hear what Mary said. What?
I really feel like the difference because when they were putting all these towers up here, every time I'd go down the one street, it was loaded with them, and I don't feel that same thing. So I'm thinking positive what Luna just said, that they Trump did take care
turn
of
them down. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. there's different frequencies of 5G. So the ones that are slightly out of phase are the ones that will activate the COVID-19, etc.
Yeah.
But there actually are some good 5Gs out there, frequencies, except we know that the black hats don't like that idea. They want to promote all the bad ones as opposed to the good ones.
Yeah.
I was at my kid's house last weekend and I turned on their, they live on top of kind of a mountain. I looked over, there's a big 5G. I'm like, oh, nice. But then again, I didn't get the same feeling. When I read that, I was like, I felt like maybe I'm going with it. Because the little ones there and everybody, it just freaked me out.
I'll follow her. I'll go behind her where she's walking because she's got that sense now.
She's sensitive to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
It's a good sense to have.
Not when you get a headache.
Not when you're in pain. It's not. That's right.
What are your symptoms of being sensitive to it?
I get physically sick.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably nauseous.
Nauseous, yeah. And I wish I would throw up. because you always think it's going to make you feel better, but it's just, it's just nauseating. And you really feel like you're going crazy, like your head is like all over the place. And it's just not a nice feeling. It's really not.
I feel really weak. And when I go into Walmart, I have to wear my EMF hat now, where I've got 10 minutes before I'm leaning over the cart. Literally. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You can order those special hats from TRU47.com. They're lined with silver mesh.
Sometimes when I go into a building and I'm EMF sensitive, so when I walk out, sometimes it feels like I've walked out with a baseball cap, a tight baseball cap on your head.
Mm-hmm.
but you're really not wearing anything at all, but it feels like that, like there's something on the top of your head.
Yeah, something squeezing your head.
Yeah.
Either that or a giant headache.
Oh, yeah. Which, thank God, he gets rid of migraines in like 30 seconds. Gio.
Yeah, that's
he's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Even long distance, right?
Yep.
As long as it works, that's the main thing, right?
And thank you, Gio.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Is Kat not on here today either?
No.
I haven't seen her so far. Projects. Does anybody want to talk about their projects?
What's it I want to start them.
Huh?
I want to start.
I want to start them. Yeah, sounds good.
There's going to be different processes for each individual for their projects. It might be a good idea to think about all the things that you're going to need to get your projects up and running. That could be a real pain. Because everyone's going to be slightly different on their projects, right? So you're going to need one of the things I would actually strongly recommend is even up on our back office server, there's a page there with our 40 plus companies. So when you're looking at those 40 plus companies, take a look at all those different things that those 40 plus companies can provide. With for you, right? So any of those projects that you have, look at those 40 plus companies and see if one of those 40 plus companies can give you a service that your projects will need. And you're also going to find out those 40 plus companies is going to be actually probably 50 or 60 or even 100 plus companies once we get going. But the 40 plus companies are just the initial ones. To get it started with the main ones that most people will be using. Get yourself a point form note to give yourself an idea of all those things that that you're going to need to get yourself going. But you have to remember, you know, there's going to be a lot of other people in other groups out there which will be looking for basically exactly the same thing. So you want to make sure that when you get out the door after the RV that you're going to know exactly what you're going to want or need. So then you'll have the resources to do it. So then you just have to hire the people that will do that for you.
Can't
yeah,
wait.
You could do that as well. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You're going to need that for sure. Yeah. Anything that's going to help you make decisions going out the door, write it down because there's a lot of stuff that you think of right now, but you know, maybe after the RV, you may not remember it because your head's going to be spinning. I'll try and have a better after I finish this the latest the perks and advantages of being in WDG. That's phase five. After I get that done, I think the next one I'll probably be doing is projects that will help people with ideas as to what they're going to need for their projects. That's going to be a really important thing to have. Because a lot of people, once we get going out the door, I know there's a few people in our group that probably don't have a clue what they're going to need. So it'd be a good idea to start thinking about those things. It's going to be really important. But the idea ultimately is that the benefactors really won't be doing that much work, physical work. they're going to be more doing directing their orchestra, their projects, how they want those things to happen. So in other words, you're going to be hiring people to do that work for you on your behalf, as opposed to you doing the work. I mean, you can get your hands dirty. That's your decision if you want to do that. But just think in terms of you're not going to be doing the work. You're going to be pointing fingers and delegating all the work that you're going to be wanting to get done. You're going to be hiring people to get that work done for you on your behalf.
One thing that they can do, Gio, is they can get themselves a think tank. They can get themselves an inner core of people to do that creative thinking and manifesting. And
you're going to need yourself an entourage of people.
They'll come to you. They'll come to you at the right time and put it together and tell them generally what you want. You can get as specific as you want, and it'll roll. Mm-hmm.
Del's idea here. Might be an idea, he says, to include the 40 to 60 plus companies as a printout at the end of your projects binder.
Yep. I like that idea too. Yeah, it'd be good to have a binder with each of your projects in there so that you can just add information as you need it. And so they're looking just as sort of like a lookup menu where you can, if you forgot something, you've got something waiting for you.
Well, this is pretty much like some of the topics that we're going to talk about when we go to the post-RV celebration, right?
Yep, that'll be part of it too.
How to put our projects together and, what to do first kind of thing. So it's good that people start thinking about it because then, and questions, write down your questions too, so you don't forget to ask.
Yeah, I think we
should. Because there'll be tons of questions, I think.
Yeah, we should start doing that right now. Yeah, it looks like Larry's got pretty organized.
Yep. Yep. I know some people are, but others don't have a clue where to start.
Yeah.
And that's the ones that I'm talking to.
Yeah. But there's a lot of information available that's going to be available to a lot of people for free. That's, if you don't have a clue, you will.
Yep.
There'll be people out there handing this stuff out like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope.
On our other channel there, the WBG the channel, where I always put, like once a week, or even twice a week, I'll put a whole bunch of different projects on there, on that site. So you can go through and take a look at different projects that resonate with you and give you some ideas of what to look for, what you want or don't want.
Dell's got another question.
Yeah. Staples in Canada has Tiffany Blue 1/2 three ring binders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Tiffany Blue, that's great.
Yeah.
Great color.
That's a good color, but I like pink. I like to think pink. That's the color of love, by the way. If anyone was wondering why we have
the heart, right? Color. The higher heart is pink.
That's why you got a kiss in the beginning.
That's right.
The higher heart color is pink. That's why we chose that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you chose it. It all came together really easy. I loved that. For AGO, from the name World Benevolence Group, right to the logo and everything. Everything just flowed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
like simple. You just sat down and basically put it together. It was amazing. Great to watch.
Yeah, well, that's what happens sometimes when you're plugged in, right? It just flows.
Yep. Yeah, it did. It like, sure
like,
did.
Like turning on a water tap. It just,
well, I said to you, so what are we going to call this group? And as soon as I finished those words, in came World Benevolence Group, and I looked with my eyes bugged open. Wow. Amazing. Just amazing. It was perfect.
that would happen sometimes, right? Just kind of happen and just be part of that flow. And when it happens, it happens, right?
But everything just came together. You remember when we started?
Yeah.
It just all just flowed so easy. Whatever, there was no issues of any kind. Everything just flowed.
Well, that's when you know you're
even from you putting the project together and everything, like, I mean, the website together, everything just completely flowed. And then, yeah, the projects and all that, they just flowed. It was great. It was definitely time.
Well, when that happens, when you're in that flow, that ebb, if you want to call it that,
yeah,
you're in that ebb of the flow, you know, you're doing something right.
Absolutely.
It's when you're, you know, things are not working out the way you expected, or, you know, think you're, you know, at every turn you're having a problem, then you know that you're doing something wrong. That's the universe telling you you're doing something wrong. But when things are flowing really good and perfect almost, then you know you're doing something right. And that's sort of how you can tell the difference when you're.
Yeah. Because when it's not, when you're not in the flow, you just get problem after problem after problem after problem.
Yep.
And you get sick and tired of this problem and that problem. There was something in the air yesterday, wasn't there? I think all over Canada, and everybody felt it. Everybody felt it. Gio had to re-image his computer twice in this past week, right? And it's a miracle that it just at the end just kind of all came together, right? Mm-hmm. But before we went to bed, we weren't sure.
Luna, I took a 3-hour nap yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was a horrible, wicked day. Yeah, you needed it. But that's good that you listen to your body, because that's what we're supposed to do. It's honoring our body because it's going through a major, major shift.
If I had to punch a clock right now,
we couldn't have survived.
Anybody on this call who's working a real job in the daytime,
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. I don't know how you're doing.
Seriously. I don't know how you're doing it either. I've always, it is. Absolutely.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Then my computer went down on top of it. So my computer bombed yesterday. And I'm completely, it cut my hands off.
Yeah.
I can't get to my humanitarian projects. I can't get to my business.
Yeah. We'll get to it, Susie. Don't worry. We'll get you running again today.
Oh, I appreciate your help. Yeah. I couldn't get no sleep last night. I thought, what am I going to do if I got called for my appointment? I can't even get to my stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I'll be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gio.
Yeah,
I've been encouraging everybody to print out everything you really need. Print it out. Because even if you've got it on an external hard drive, there's no guarantee you're going to have electricity when you want to access it.
That's true.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
true. That's true. That is true. Yeah.
Yep. I have it all in a
Tiffany blue binder.
Don't forget to buy yourself a three ring hole punch as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mine's not Tiffany blue, but it's green.
Right. Hey, I know you guys can get out of Canada now, but if somebody wanted to come into Canada, do you know what the regulations are?
Don't think there are any. I think they lifted them all.
Do you have to take a COVID test?
No, I don't think so. Not anymore.
I'll check online.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everybody's free to cross the border anytime they want.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sort of tells you that this all is COVID.
Oh, actually, I'll get that answer for you in 1 second. I'll just ask my son.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. He's easy.
When I get my new car, I think I'm going to take a road trip.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay, this is a good time to see if anyone has any questions. We have a couple of new people here online. They have any questions. Mark, if you have a question.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Hello, Mark.
I stumbled upon this group in the Telegram.
Uh-huh.
and you guys are talking about humanitarian projects. I did a word search, and your group came up. So I'm actually in New York, and I'm working with a gentleman that has access to UN funds for humanitarian projects. So that's what I was listening in to see if there can be a possibility for my contact to actually listen to some of the projects that you have, that some of your people have available.
If you could, already completed. Okay, if you could have him contact me at luna@worldbenevolencegroup.ca. I'll deal with him directly.
Yeah, I'll put the, Mark, if you check the Zoom chat, I've just put in Luna's email.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, now, have you talked to Luna about your projects as well?
No, I don't have any projects. I just have a few individuals in contact that have the projects already.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you a currency or a ZIM holder?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Here's a strong suggestion for you, Mark. If you're a Bitcoin holder, get out. Dump it.
No, it depends on what, George.
Yeah, but if it
depends on what he's got.
No, I'm talking.
He's not talking. Crypto, or is it Bitcoin that you actually have?
Bitcoin.
Yes, Bitcoin.
It's Bitcoin. That's, they say that's going to keep going down, down, down.
It's going to go to zero. So, Bitcoin is one of those items which is the that was used for the trafficking. Yeah, so that's going to be going down very shortly. The plug.
He can always swap it out for
XRP or XLM,
going to Lobster Wallet and the Stellar Group family, and there's a lot of assets in there that are people are taking advantage of.
Yeah.
Anything that's basically any of the commodities which are going to be gold backed are probably safe,
but Bitcoin is not.
That's right. Yeah,
that's what Stellar does have. They have a lot of tokens that are asset and commodity and gold and silver backed.
So, Mark, this is Morgane. I have a question for you about the UN thing.
Yes.
How long have you been talking with them?
This gentleman is a year and a half. He's actually a director, the new director for one of the largest trusts from Europe, and they have offices in the U.S.
So about a year ago, the reason I ask is because about a year ago, I had a friend who was really savvy about the UN funding for humanitarian projects come talk to this really young guy that wanted to go down that road. And while this is secondhand and I don't know where to go find the information, I thought I would pose this to you. The woman who professed to be really savvy about the UN humanitarian funding said, it's a loan, it's not a grant. And when you have to pay it back, bottom line, they screw you over royally. They want back more than what they gave you. And so I would love to hear some research or statistics or even links on that, you know? At the time, I just accepted it for what she was presenting, but I'll be the first to admit, I it's not firsthand knowledge.
Yes, it's not, and he's well connected. And that's the reason why I would bring him on a call. He doesn't do Zoom or WhatsApp calls. He has a satellite phone. Mm-hmm. So I would have to get his permission first and then maybe contact, was it Luna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then from there, we can definitely arrange a call. It's not an issue. If he wants to come on the network and give a presentation, then I think that would be the first step into having him.
And what country is he in?
No, he's in Florida.
In Florida, okay.
He's in the U.S. He's very knowledgeable about history and trusts. tax, 25-year retired trader. So he's very good as far as understanding the difference between the UN trust and also the US funds versus the trust fund for project funding, which is two different things. This is probably why the UN is charging some of the clients that do use the funds, but don't know how to use the funds to generate more funds to finish the project and have enough left over for themselves.
Where are the funds coming from, Mark?
From the UN specifically, and also from the trust. So he runs the trust.
Do you know what the name of the trust is?
Yes, you can look it up. It's Pinnacle Trust.
Pinnacle. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Yes. So once, like I said, I will definitely get back to you and we can share more ideas.
Great. And he'll be Thank you.
Yes.
The contact person. Yeah.
Yeah. The only other thing I want to add to that, Mark, is that we are going to be going into common law from the Maritime Admiralty Law. So I don't know if he's familiar with common law and trusts at the same time.
Yeah. We don't know how they're going to be affected, the trusts.
Yeah.
It's a consideration, but we should know by the time we revalue our currencies and bonds, we should have a clearer picture. I'm hoping anyway. That's one of my questions, right?
For sure. Do we have a question here, or Zena? I can't copy and paste. That's for the project list you're talking about. I can help you with that afterwards. I can remote you and help you with that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that way I can put it also in the binder. Yeah. The name, I was like, what's the name of it? Yeah, the binder. We'll just go in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, availability. That's a minor issue. Yeah. Your printer is hooked up to your computer. Okay. Zena? Yeah, it's hooked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I'll be able to help you with that. That's not a problem. Actually, it's probably easier. I'll put a document, MS document up there so that you can just click on it, download it, and then
download it. That's what I thought you were going to do. You didn't do that. You just listed it in there.
Yeah, I can't remember if I put both or not. I think I put both. I'm not sure. I'll check.
Yep. Yeah, we'll check on that.
Yeah, whatever is easy, not a problem.
Yeah.
That way, all of us, when we go in there, we're going to have the same information, and then they're going to see it. And when they do the comparison, you know.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
Yeah.
Where did you say you were going to put it up?
Up on the,
on the back office.
Back office. I'll also post it in Telegram link chat as well.
He'll put a link so you guys can just click on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, in Telegram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have some technical email issues that I want to ask you later. Okay. Yeah. We'll do it.
I'll have to take a number. I can answer some of those. I'm a techie too.
I'm taking off, guys. Heading off to.
Bye, Erin.
Fun things. Love you guys.
Yep. Right. Yep. Love you too. Bye.
Bye, Erin.
I gotta head out too. It's a short day for me.
Okay, hon.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Take care, Morgan.
Bye, Talk Erin. To you later, Morgan.
Bye.
Bye, Morgan. Bye.
Yeah. Do we have? Hopefully, we got all those questions, I guess, sorted out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Going back to common law, I was wondering on debating on whether or not to start any common law trusts, because there's some stuff that I'm going to want to place into the trust, but if things are going to change, To various degrees. I'm wondering on whether or not I should wait until after.
I think you should wait, James. I think it's best to wait. You'll have 90 days. You'll have plenty of time to get it done. And at least then we'll know.
Okay.
And even then, if you create a trust, if it's a revocable trust, you can change it anytime you want. Do anything you want to.
Yeah.
No worries.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. It's always better to wait. When you wait, that way we'll have a good idea as to what to expect. But if we do it ahead of time, you could be preparing yourself for something that won't happen, so to speak.
What Larry was saying is correct. If you do an irrevocable trust, you can change it.
Right.
But again, we still don't know how it's going to be affected in common law as opposed to admiralty law. So
yeah.
I personally, ourselves, we're waiting.
We're gonna wait.
You and I, we're going to wait.
We're
not setting it up. Yeah. One of the many things we'll have to do after the RV, right?
And Heather says, I think that trust will be on the blockchain or the QFS. Yeah, hopefully us. If that's a possibility. We don't know how the QFS is going to
integrate
with the trust. So yeah, that's part of having to wait again, right? So
and come up.
So it's probably better to wait to see how it's all going to turn out.
Yep.
Any other questions in that area or process at all from anyone?
Probably call it an early day, huh?
Yeah. So Luna.
Yes.
Mama Aetna's kicking off again, huh?
Who?
Mama Aetna.
Is she?
That's what I heard. It was on the WBZ chat.
Oh, that's wow. I didn't see that. I'm sort of
find it. Mm-hmm.
Who was it that said it?
Probably
Hazel. Probably Hazel.
Not
me.
It's not you? Oh, I'm shocked.
I just saw one about the Stromboli one in Italy.
I don't know. Stromboli is an island off the coast, off the east, west coast of.
That erupted and tourists are on the run.
Wow. Well, I'll have to go check this out. Thank you.
I'm just figuring, there it is. It was Loco Lobo. The lava flow at night resembles the rising phoenix. And it does too.
Yeah, wow. Good sign.
That was 1:49 p.m. Char Shock forwarded that.
Oh, Char. Okay. It's on our site then.
Yes.
On Telegram. Yes, yeah. Yes.
1:49 p.m. today.
Yeah.
So, let me see.
There's a couple new pictures there of Aetna.
Oh, the latest one is Stromboli. That's the island off the coast.
Wow.
That was Santa surfing.
Santa surfing, yeah. Yeah, so in answer to the question, we can't enter the U.S. unless we're fully vaccinated against COVID-19. So we can't go into the States still.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, I thought that was lifted. I thought that was lifted like almost a month ago, but I guess it's not.
I did too.
Yeah, but that's because we're still in, quote, a war, right?
Yeah, we have a draconian prime minister.
John Hopkins at university confirms you can be vaccinated.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Any banks or grocery stores up there doing masks?
No, nope. But some people are still wearing masks here.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people.
How about in Florida for Larry? Because
I saw a woman at the beach this morning and walking down the beach with a mask. I swear to God, she did.
No way.
And she was making sure it was on tight too. I'm going,
How many did she have on?
I've seen somebody with a double mask. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some real fearful people, man.
At this point, aren't you sitting there thinking to yourself, suffocate, dumbass?
Right. Yeah.
I don't even waste the energy on it. Just
I know. I just am like,
think like you, Danny.
You feel like saying to some of these people, get that diaper off your face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, George.
Like, I don't say anything. I just kind of look at them like,
A friend of mine, go ahead,
say something to make my day.
A friend of mine went to the bank and she said everybody was wearing masks. And she goes, what are you doing? What's going on? They go, oh, haven't you heard it? The numbers are up. And I'm like, oh, election. We have election at the end or beginning of August 23rd. So we have to start something, but I went to the grocery store today and there was nobody wearing, a few people. That's always, I think, Ben.
I was in the Bank of America branch this morning, no masks. Everybody's walking around like nothing happened.
Well, they set our count up with numbers, like, okay, right. Well,
isn't fear a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Mary, those are the people that are still plugged into their TVs.
Yeah, kidding.
Oh, and they give us the biggest smile I can. Like, I love my smile. Sorry about yours. You can't see it.
Good one.
And, you know, we should walk by him and go.
That's right.
We're getting the free air.
That's right. You're suffocating with your back.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine, you know, being walking on a beach, even in Florida, at a, you know, what's the temperature there, Larry? 115 or something?
No.
At 5 a.m., it's like 75. It's nice.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
But, and the sun's just come up. Beautiful. Love it.
Yeah.
But the breeze. Yeah. Okay. These people are retarded.
Texas or Arizona, where it's like over 100 degrees.
Be walking down a beach with the breeze.
No, thank you.
They don't want to get the fresh salt air that might affect them something. Might cure them of something, maybe.
Maybe.
And I had one girl that boards in my barn. And she's like, she came back from the horse show that we were at the last weekend. And she said, I had to hurry home because my husband was having a diabetic attack and his thing was down. And she goes, honestly, I think he has COVID. And immediately I was just like, and everything just kind of went through and I was trying to be polite and smile and I'm listening, but I'm not catching a thing because I'm sitting there thinking, it has to go in one ear and right out the other. You have got to let it go. Don't even sink to it. And you're just like, okay, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be a preacher. I'm not going to try and wake you up. You know, there's been a bazillion other things in your life that should have made you question what you're doing, but you're missing all the signs and not my problem.
I have a friend that's a nurse, just got back from Michigan. She flew and we were going to get together, which I'm never looking forward to because she's from the other side, but she has tested herself. Probably, I think she's tested herself 20 times in this whole, I think she's addicted. And she tested herself yesterday morning, says, I got COVID. And I'm like,
right.
Okay, good. I mean, it's another 2 weeks that I don't have to see you. Sure.
Oh my God.
Was there a noise like Danny said when that happened? Or
exactly.
And she did. She said the same thing. I ran up to the drugstore and I got a COVID test and I was like, oh, you know, and now I'm smiling.
Yep. I was putting a text just happier than anything because I knew I have a window.
Two more weeks. Great.
Maybe then I'll say something like, oh, you know, I'm starting to feel really bad.
Yeah, I think I have a snivel. Achoo! Okay, yeah, you might want to not come over for a little while.
Yeah, you know, I better not go out. No.
It's always a good thing. Or the old cough.
Yes.
Because they're like, oh, you got the cooties. I got cooties. Back.
That's what happened to me with my daughter, my oldest daughter. We were supposed to see my foster child together. And because I came down with sniffles, she said I had COVID. And I said, no, I don't. And she says, but you haven't tested yourself. And I said, because I don't have to COVID, you know,
oh my God.
Not that I would anyway, but they know that I wouldn't. So, yeah, right. So I had to make other plans, right? Which was fine. It was no big deal, but yeah, it was crazy.
It's pretty
my
bad.
My daughter was laughing because she took my granddaughter for a riding lesson this morning, and she's pretty stubborn. I mean, Sam goes, oh my God, look at that face. I mean, she had the face like, I'm going to rip your head off and throw up down your throat.
Yep.
And she goes, she is just like you.
Yeah, feisty.
I said, if it doesn't go her way, it doesn't matter if she falls off. The first thing she's going to do is, I got to do that again. And she goes, yeah. I know. Like, you better be ready. Because when she comes off and she rolls, she's going to get right back on. She's going to do it. She's going to keep doing it until she gets it right. Oh my God, my daughter is like, she is definitely way more like you than me. Because my daughter, she gets a little bobbly and she gets, you know, like cautious. Not me.
Can't imagine bobbly. What you were like when you were younger, in high school age.
I'm, you know what's funny is no. When I was in high school, I was very introverted. Is it? I know. You're all like, no.
Is that possible?
But I was. And it wasn't until I got my first job that I was like, oh yeah, no, you guys are just not even paying attention to what's going on around you. And that's when I became extroverted. But all through high school, I was fearful that why, you know, and now looking back, it's because I saw things, right? I knew things weren't right. And I was wondering, why isn't anybody questioning this stuff? Why isn't anybody wondering about this stuff? And I thought they all knew something that I didn't. So I was introverted, afraid to admit, wow, I must. But then I realized, no, you guys really are clueless. And I need to speak up. So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
That is.
I just wonder if you guys have been the same way.
The confidence level. The confidence level is there now with where it was before, and the wisdom and all of that. You know, it's.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's kind of weird. I mean, it was my CFO. Probably was my biggest mentor because he knew he could see that my mind was doing all these things and that it was just the lack of confidence. Mm-hmm. And that's why he made me go to get my 4-year degree so I would learn the terminology. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm learning these classes. I was like, I've been doing this for 4 years. That's what it's called. So, then I got the confidence and I was like, whoa, yeah. Very cool.
Yes.
You would be a cool one at the bank to go up to and talk to.
Yeah.
Because you'd tell it what it was, not
yeah.
What you wanted to hear.
Now, but right. I didn't, even though I spent 30 years in the bank, I had no idea of all this stuff that's going on that we know now. I still didn't believe I was working with a bunch of people that were capable of doing that. So
That's what happens when you work in a big corporation. You get compartmentalized.
Right. And I was doing policies and procedures. So I was really looking at how do you do it? How do you do it? You know.
You're the person, if you're doing policies and procedures, you're the one person that should have known all this stuff.
You think. You would have think. Yeah. So, yeah. Insecurity. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So that begs the question. So if you happen to have known all this stuff and you're writing all these procedures, how could you write, all this the stuff that you know into the policies and procedures?
I would never have done it. Yeah. I would never have done it. I would have said, you know what? You guys need to write this. Bye.
You're talking about the policy and procedures in the top left drawer, not the bottom right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You're gone from there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's just probably why they said, we no longer need your position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you do. Yeah.
Your position.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably
don't want me around. Exactly. You probably don't want me around. Yeah.
Gonna bail, guys. Ciao.
Bye, Larry.
Okay. Everybody stay cool.
Yes.
Good seeing you. We'll talk to you, hopefully. Or not.
Yes, exactly. I'm hanging up too. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay, let's have an early day, I guess, guys. Eh?
Yep.
Yeah, hey, you got work to do.
Yeah, I got lots of work to do.
Yeah,
George, stay on with Susan.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Stay with Gio.